This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Vietnam typhoon death toll has risen to 254 as more bodies have been found in areas hit by landslides and floods. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
In Hanoi, the streets were filled with floodwater as locals waded through. The following day, reports came in that floodwaters from the swollen Red River in the capital were beginning to recede somewhat, but many neighborhoods remained inundated. Farther north, experts were predicting it could still be days before any relief was in sight. Across Vietnam, over 100 people are still listed as missing, and more than 800 have been injured. The United Nations Children's Agency, UNICEF, said the storm and its aftermath has also damaged some 550 health facilities, 800 schools, and more than 100,000 homes, while leaving more than 3 million people with no access to safe drinking water. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russia's Federal Security Service has accused six British diplomats of spying and said a decision has been made to withdraw their accreditation. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Russian state TV quoted an official from the security service known as the FSB as saying that they will be expelled. The FSB said it received documents indicating that the diplomats were sent to Russia by a division of the UK Foreign Office, whose main task is to inflict a strategic defeat on the country, and that they were involved in intelligence gathering and subversive activities. The move comes as tensions between Moscow and the West grow amid an intensified push by Ukraine to loosen restrictions on using weapons provided by the U.S. and Britain to strike Russia. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Ukraine's push to ease restrictions on the use of weapons from the United States and Britain will be on the agenda in talks between President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday when they meet in Washington, D.C. This is VOA News.